Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. We have a member of AAUW Jamestown branch joining us today. We have Kelly Krein, and Kelly, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We appreciate having you on. We've talked with Kelly plenty of times before about their new location. We talked about their used book library. Now we're talking about their garden tour, which is coming up a week from Wednesday, July 19th. And Kelly, for those who are unaware of AAUW and what you guys do, you want to inform our listeners about that?
Sure. AAUW is an organization for people who have two-year or four-year degrees from a college or university. The mission is basically to promote equity in education for women and girls. This has been happening on a national level since 1888. Wow. So it's a longtime organization. And we in Jamestown have had a branch or affiliate, as we now call it, for over 70 years as well. So we do a lot of things that we think help promote our mission. And many people know us by the used bookstore, as you mentioned, and we just have moved to that new location downtown. And so we're happy that people are finding us there across from the Basilica of St. James. Mm-hmm. And we use the community to donate the books there, and we have all volunteers. So that profit goes to things that support our mission, like our endowment at the University of Jamestown, the Arts Center, the public library, projects that come up during the year that relate to women and girls, like domestic violence, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So then we also are kind of well known for our garden tour. As you mentioned, it's coming up a week from Wednesday, and this will be the 28th time we've had a garden tour. So we have shown a lot of locations in town. Sometimes we show them more than once. Sometimes people move off their location. We follow them and watch their gardens grow and, and get their new location. Or it's just interesting to go to different areas of town, sometimes a little ways out of town, and feature our wonderful gardeners in town. I tell them that they're artists, and they create wonderful art in their yards, and people can get lots of ideas from going to the garden tour. Mm-hmm. We have both men and women in the last, I'd say about 10, 15 years, more and more men are coming on the tour. They used to, I guess, think of it more as just a social evening or something. And It is a wonderful time to socialize with others, but it's also a time, like I say, to get information from the gardeners. People ask them all kinds of questions about how did this work or what's wrong with my plant at home and this type of thing. Mm-hmm. So they can get ideas about what are hardy plants and trees that will grow in this area. All kinds of things like that. The gardeners are fine if you take pictures, so that's no problem either. So really, it's a wonderful educational opportunity, a time to socialize, a time to get some exercise, because there's quite a bit of walking.
Yeah.
You can choose to walk a lot or not as much, depending on, you know, if you go to a place and you don't want to go to everything. But at this point, I would suggest that you do wear good walking shoes, not just flip-flops or something where you could have a tendency to trip, because there is, you know, some rough land to walk on, and there is quite a bit of walking if you choose to do so this year. So let me tell you now the details.
Perfect.
The tour, as I mentioned, is a week from Wednesday. It is July 19th. We start at 4 o'clock. We go to 8 o'clock. If you haven't been on the tour, I would tell you that you may choose to start at any location. There's no set route that you have to go through. You just, you buy your ticket at one of the outlets that I'll mention later. You look on there as far as the addresses. And if you need a map, you can go. The ticket tells you that you can go to our AAUW website and find a map. The ticket locations probably have a map that's printed there that you can look at as well. But so you can do that. And then you just start at wherever, and someone will check your ticket and say, you know, I suggest that you start looking this way or whatever. Mm-hmm. We also give you a brochure that kind of gives you a little synopsis of the yard, maybe tells you to look for certain things, that type thing. You will find the hosts for the tour there in their yard. They'll have a name tag on so you can identify them, and those are the people that you, like I say, can ask some questions right. about something you see or about something that you have a question about at home, for instance. So okay. Then you follow along to all four of those places. And we also have a fifth place this year, which is awesome. For the tour. And that is the 1883 Historic Stutzman County Courthouse. That's where the refreshments will be this year. And we want people to go there and see what all has been done in the restoration. They've done some wonderful things, and the courthouse is open on a pretty regular basis this year, but a lot of people don't take the time to stop. So mm-hmm. we hope that they will do that, see all the things they've done, and have a chance to have refreshments, as I mentioned. And then you may turn in your ticket at that last site with all the places checked and be eligible for some very nice door prizes, which our ticket outlet people usually provide. So it's a full evening. I would say sometimes the tours might maybe shorter, and you don't have to go to all four places mm-hmm. if you don't want to, although you'll miss out on the opportunity for the door prize that way.
Right.
But if you don't have time to go to all four and you choose to go to one or two, you'll still get your money's worth because there are good things to see at all of them. So that's the way the evening progresses. Now let me tell you briefly about where they are and a little bit about them.
Excellent.
I will start with the yard of Kim Avens. She is on 4th Avenue Southeast. Her yard is very close to Trinity Lutheran Church, which you can identify also by coming from the north. If you came under the viaduct, you would okay. go right by her yard. It's very easy to find. She has a smaller yard, which I always try to find at least one yard that isn't as large as some of the others, because not everybody has huge yards,
right.
and people are looking for creative ways to do something with their yards that will make them unique. And I really think Kim has done this. Her yard was all dug up about 3 years ago, she said. They had, I don't know, water sewer problems or whatever, mm-hmm. so it was completely dug up. And when they restored it, they had to put in new lawn. And then she started putting in very nice different kinds of flower gardens, mm-hmm. Some kind of like raised gardens, using a lot of field stone and different kinds of texture for cover. And what's really attracts me to that yard, I think, is the curved lines of all the flower beds that she has made, which then contrast with the straight lines of a wonderful patio that's in the backyard. Hebron Brick came in and did the patio walls and a built-in barbecue grill.
Oh, nice.
And there's some contrast in color there, and all of the different kinds of stonework really, they complement the flower gardens, but there's a contrast with kind of a straight lines and curved lines. So okay. there's also a nice fire pit there. There's a lot of hardscape or garden art, as we call it, little interesting things that are stuck in amongst the flower gardens, things that you find at craft shows and that appeal particularly, I think, to our women visitors who like to see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But birdhouses and, you know, hanging planters. And she has an interesting array of different plants, succulents as well as perennials and annuals. So the hot tub is in one corner in a really secluded place. And mm-hmm. it would be a nice place to spend the afternoon, I think.
Wonderful.
So people can find some things that they can really make use of in terms of their own yards there. Then we have the second place I'll mention is the home of Frank and Stephanie Jensen. They are in the northeast, far north up toward Ave Maria, the
okay.
nursing home. If you were at Ave Maria and you came down the First Avenue there, it would be Third Avenue Northeast, and okay. you would go all the way to the end of Third Avenue where it dead ended in a cul-de-sac, and there you would find the Jensen home.
Excellent.
You can't see much of the yard from the road because most of their yard is in back of their house on the hillside or looking towards the hillside.
Okay.
Their views are absolutely amazing of the James River Valley. Like she said, they have two different decks, and you can see that big flag up at Fort Seward all the time.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and you
gorgeous.
Just see all the greenery below them. They have a special affinity for attracting birds and bees. And so they've done a lot of things to make those living things come to their place,
yeah.
like plant flowers and bushes and so on that
yeah.
will attract them. Frank has also built what are called bee houses. I had never seen them before. working with wildlife people, he built these little houses that attract native North Dakota bees.
Really?
And so you see several of those. And then, like I mentioned, there's bird houses of all different sorts all over. There are bird feeders, hummingbird feeders, and other kinds of interesting bird feeders around their home. So you're going to definitely see birds and butterflies and bees around there.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, it's really fun to see that. They have a couple, as I mentioned, a couple different decks, and the view itself is really worth going to see. So that is the Jensen Place.
Excellent.
And then we go to a place that's a ways out of town. It's to the north of town. If you go on 281 North, as if you were driving toward Carrington, you would go to mile marker 262. And then you would turn off to the left onto the frontage road. Just go a very short distance to the north on the frontage road, and it will curve to the west around the corner, basically. And then you will find the Sargent home.
Excellent.
We will have signs that are directing out there in particular, but we always have signs to lead people to our places as well. This place was on the tour 11 years ago. I've had numerous people ask me about it since then, and so we're happy that we're having it back.
Awesome.
Alan Sargent worked for the Wildlife Research Center for a long time. He's very well informed about plants and science and so on, and so his place is like a almost like a refuge, really. It is like a park. They've been in this place for 25 years. They have bought more land, and they now have 25 acres of land.
Wow.
It's, you know, much of it is still wild, but they're, it's devoted to trees and then prairie and perennial plantings. They don't have annuals. Like most people go to the store every year and buy, right, you know, a lot of petunias or pansies or things that you have to replace every year.
Right.
They don't do that because they have all of these plants that come up over and over. They say they have 350 varieties of garden, prairie, woodland, and wetland perennials, and 150 varieties of trees and shrubs.
Wow.
He told me before when we were there that he had planted about 9,000 trees, all, you know, individually.
Right.
As well as one by one hauling in big rocks from people's rock piles of farms, and has made individual, what do they call them? Individual mounds, rock-lined wetland mounds, they're called. And then on these mounds, you will find plantings. And they're mounds because a lot of the area out there is wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
So if it rains or in the spring, part of the area is flooded, but these mounds are up above the wetlands,
and so they
don't get the flowers and things that are destroyed.
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting. And the primary flower that he loves is the lily.
Mm.
And there are 90 different varieties of lilies.
Amazing.
Lots of daisies in different shades and species.
Uh-huh.
Lots of hosta, lots of fern. Just, I'm just kind of really
amazing.
In awe when I'm there. And I was just there last night taking pictures. So I'm excited when
that's
I think
very
about
exciting.
It.
Yeah.
They have mowed paths all over. People may choose not to go on all the paths because it's a good walk.
Yeah, right.
You know, but be sure, I hope that the people that go there will for sure try to go on the path that leads to the pond and the windmill.
Pond
it's a real
windmill.
Working windmill. That, you know, it helps water their area and so on.
Yeah. Wow.
Is weeding out there all the time. And I looked around, I thought, wow, there are not very many weeds around here when you think about how much land there is and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they love it. And it is, like I say, it is just such a wonderful setting that you feel like you've gone to visit a park there.
It's so beautiful.
That place in itself would be a wonderful tour, even if you missed all the others. But we've got so many good ones.
Yes, there's some good ones.
Amazing. So then the final one I'll mention is John Zvorowski. We call him John Z, and you may know him as the garden editor of the Jamestown Sun because he writes a column once a week there and is always telling us about different individual plants or trees or things that relate to gardening, which he just loves. And his place has been on our tour before. But, you know, you could go there every year and see different things because he's always rearranging.
Yeah, right, right.
He moves things a lot. He tries new varieties that maybe nobody else in town has tried, but he's interested in seeing if they will grow there. He brings a lot of pots from inside to the outside in the summer, and there's some of those are more towards the exotic varieties.
Really?
He's okay. On the river, so that makes for a nice setting. And one of his favorite parts of his yard, which is relatively new, is his little fairy garden. It's you could miss it if you didn't watch. There's a sign that points over to go over by the riverbank because it's kind of protected. And when you're there, you're sheltered from the sun. It's shady. And there's this little fairy house, which looks like kind of like a giant dollhouse in there where all the gremlins or all the little
the fairies gnomes
and fairies
yeah.
are. Oh my and gosh. Then besides that, there's a little path, which I had missed before when I was there. So I followed the path last night, and this little path circles around, and on many locations you will find little gnomes doing different things or little mushrooms or little things. It's very, very fun
awesome,
to follow
yeah.
that. So it's kind of a secret gnome garden.
Yeah.
But John has he has a tremendous number of varieties as well. He says that in the spring, he places over 1,250 annuals.
Wow.
It's individually, among his 300 perennials.
Wow.
So if more is better than that, John has it there because his yard isn't gigantic, mm-hmm. but he has torn up a good share of the grass to make flower gardens. He says he'd rather look at flowers than mow grass.
Wow. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So he's got a little stream and a bridge and fountains and a wonderful, beautiful, a big fountain with statuary. He has some other kinds of sculptures.
Yeah.
Garden art that really accents these different things. Kind of an individual rose garden.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of things that are interesting. So
excellent.
Fruit trees, grows grapes to use for wine, has vegetables tucked in amongst these different things. So just be prepared to soak it all in.
Yeah, there are a lot of amazing things.
Oh my gosh.
And this will all be available during Jamestown's Garden Tour. Again, AAUW putting that on. We have Kelly Krein joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We should get ticket prices and where they can get those.
Yeah, where we can get them. Ticket prices in advance are $8. The day of the tour, they are $10.
Okay.
You may find them, first of all, hopefully some AAUW people are asking you to buy a ticket because they each have tickets to sell.
Excellent.
And we like to have them do that. Or you may go to the AEW used bookstore, as I already mentioned, right on First Avenue South there, across from the Basilica. You may go to the Arts Center. You may go to Country Gardens Floral, which is on Business Loop West, Don's House of Flowers, which is on 7th Avenue Southeast. My business, Lloyd's Toyota, on the road to the Buffalo, and the Garden Gate, which is near the railroad tracks. So all of these places have tickets there. Be happy to sell you and help you with locations if you need help with that. On the day of the tour, though, like I mentioned, the tickets are $10. And after 3 o'clock, they will only be available at the used bookstore and at the different sites when the tour begins at 4.
Okay.
If you didn't have a ticket, you could go to a site and pick one up.
Okay.
It's nicer to do it in advance because you can plan your route and you can figure things out a little bit.
And you save some money doing it too.
That's right. You save some money. Again, let me mention that the proceeds from the garden tour, we give away all our profits for this, and they will support our AUW Endowment Fund at the University of Jamestown, where we do scholarships for older than average women.
Yeah.
We do the rest of it to our AAUW Foundation Fund at the national level, which provides grants for advanced degree fellowships for women and other kinds of funding projects that promote equity for women and girls. And we're just very happy to continue the tour. It's kind of a tradition in town. We usually have about 250 people. Sometimes we've had over 300 people. They come from maybe 25 communities around the Jamestown. People love to have company come to town and join them on the tour. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really fun evening. And this year, like I say, remember that the refreshments are at the Stutzman County Courthouse, not the Art Center, as has been our tradition. Okay. But we would like people to visit the courthouse as well as part of the tour. So
excellent. Very good. So again, Jamestown Garden Tour is on Wednesday, July 19th. And Mrs. Crine, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you very much.